Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at this time, we talk to Ryan Wood, our Green and Gold insider from the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 on the AM side and the Radio.com app with a new rewind feature. You can just pause any big interview that we have, like whenever we have Ryan Wood on. If that kid will not stop screaming in the back of your car and you're like, hold on, I got to know what Ryan Wood is saying about the Packers' new wide receiver, Ryan Grant. Let me pause it, wait, calm them down, and then go. Ryan Wood will tell me about the new wide receiver from the Green Bay Packers have with Ryan Grant. Hey, Ryan, how's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. What about Ryan Grant, should we all know, the wide receiver that is now on the Green Bay Packers as they release Trey
Carson?
First of all, I want to thank him
for being in the studio with you guys. We appreciate that. We don't want to take that for granted. You were with Gary and Billy, and you were very good. I just want to let you know we appreciate that. Now you can.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the question. Leroy. It's always fun being in the studio with you guys. So
yeah, we appreciate
Ryan Grant, hey, they've got a slot receiver. It took them a little while, but they've got a slot receiver. You know, he's a slot guy. He's played a lot of football. Fifth round pick in 2014 by Washington. First four seasons, he was in Washington. Had a decent year with the Colts last year. Not coincidentally, perhaps, but most recently was with the Oakland Raiders for two games this season. So we're talking about the Raiders now have Trevor Davis, and the Packers now have Ryan Grant. There's plenty of trade secrets being shared this week, but he's a smooth athlete with good hands. He's a guy that could play, and they've needed a guy that can play specifically in the middle of the field. Makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so we add him to this roster, which is fine. Does that then mean, in your opinion, that maybe it'll be all quiet at the trade deadline for the Packers as far as wide receivers go, or do you think they're still on the lookout?
I think this has been the stock standard answer for Brian Gutekunst, and as an extension, Matt LaFleur's asked the same question today. He gave the same stock standard answer, and it gets a little, it's cliched. I mean, it's basically like one of those statements you can just throw in there, but it's true. If there is an opportunity to improve this roster, they're not going to hesitate to make a move. If there is no opportunity, there's no move to be made. So it all depends on what becomes available. In this case, they had an opportunity, and I do think that Ryan Grant does improve this roster. I don't think it's a game changer by any means. But
what about?
I think he improves the roster.
Yeah. What about one more step? What about creating an opportunity? Like, you call somebody and put together something. You think they're still at that mode as well?
Oh, I'm sure that there's phone calls going both ways lot. But I don't think there's any shortage of phone calls. Now, it's just a matter of whether there can be agreements, right? I mean, that's what you need. But there's tons of phone calls within the league over the next couple of weeks, not just with the Packers, but with a lot of teams.
So can he help us right away?
I think he can play. You know, we'll see. He's a guy that he's entering his fourth team, so this isn't new to him. It's not like he's never kind of transitioned into a new offense before. Now, it's a little different that this is October, and in the past he's never done it mid-season like this. But he's a guy that's played a lot of football. This is not a guy that's, you know,
yeah, over 80 games or something like that. Yeah,
he's played a lot of football. He had 45 catches, 573 yards, and four touchdowns with Washington in 2017. You know, he had 35 catches for 334 yards last year. So that's not a 1,000-yard Pro Bowl production. But it is production from the slot that the Packers have been sorely lacking. I mean, anybody that's watched his offense for 6 weeks, the hole that they have at slot receiver has been very apparent. And this is a guy that from the slot has produced at this level in this league. That's not nothing. It's not game changing. He's not a Pro Bowler. It's not like they just went out and traded for AJ Green, but it's not nothing either.
Yeah, I one of the biggest things I took away from it was I text someone, I said, Ryan Grant, dependable, can play all three positions, and if need be, can be a return guy. But very, all caps, dependable, and that's what they need.
Return guy's interesting, too. So, you know, and I'm just digging into him, too. That's not something that I've gotten to yet. But, you know, Matt LaFleur said that they're going to stick. He said he's going to stick with Darius Shepherd this week.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. if he has returnability, and especially, you know, they were able to take Tre'Mon Smith back to the practice squad. They've retained him in the organization. I think they like Tre'Mon Smith. Now, they needed a third tight end against the Lions, so he was the roster casualty there, but when Evan Bayless was promoted. But they kept him on the practice squad. But in doing that, in releasing Tre'Mon Smith, that opened up the kick returner job. So, you know, Matt LaFleur said that he's going to stick with Darius Shepherd, but returnability is interesting. And I texted somebody, too, and I heard smooth athlete, good hands, can produce out of the slot. And I think that third one is really big, is the producing out of the slot.
Talking with our Green and Gold insider, Ryan Wood, on the Wendy's Big Show from the Green Bay Press-Gazette and PackersNews.com. So when you look in that slot, Ryan, that they had MVS running a bunch of jet sweeps and trying to be that guy that draws the defense laterally when you're trying to cause some misdirection. Do you see that possibly being a role for Ryan Grant? Like, does he have that type of speed that you can respect a little bit more than a guy that is a little bit more of an outside receiver in MVS?
Yeah, I don't know how much he's done in that in the past. I haven't watched a lot of Ryan Grant, but he profiles that way. So, you know, and that we'll have to see what Matt LaFleur's plans are for him, but he's a 4-4 guy. So, yeah, I do think that he's got that kind of smooth athletic ability that you can do some of that lateral stuff with.
I think they really liked him in the workout, too, because they had him in as a workout. Carson, I thought they were high on him. So
that confused you a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, because, I mean, why didn't you play the other young man from Notre Dame against Dallas? Maybe that was just a tryout.
Well, the confusing thing there to me is, so it looks like they might not be bringing back Trey Carson to the practice squad. Now, I'm not sure, because he's got 24 hours to clear waivers, and we're still in the middle of that time. He was obviously released to make room for Ryan Grant. But they did sign a running back to the practice squad, Demario Crockett. So I don't know what that means. I mean, they can always, I guess, retroactively decide, okay, Trey Carson's cleared waivers and we're going to put him back on. I've also got to dig into his eligibility, because he is, I think he was an exception guy, one of their two exceptions. But my understanding is he is eligible right now. And we'll just see if he clears waivers, if they bring him back or not. Now, as far as Trey Carson versus Dexter Williams, I mean, that doesn't make sense, because I think that the Packers very much believe in Dexter Williams' talent. They understand that as a sixth-round pick, he's not a guy that is going to get it overnight. He needs to develop, and they're willing to be patient with that development, because, frankly, you have seven spots on the 53-man roster that you can have guys that are not ready to play but have long-term talent potential. Because the difference between the 53 and the 46 on game day. So this is a redshirt year for Dexter Williams. If he gives them anything this year, that's a bonus. But the Packers, they drafted him in the sixth round for a reason. They think that Dexter Williams is a talented guy. He's more dynamic with the ball than Trey Carson. Trey Carson's just a better pass blocker, runs better routes, more assignment sure, yada, yada. Those things are important, but we're projecting long-term how a guy fits into the organization. It's going to be the talent that overrides that. So Dexter Williams is the more talented guy.
They're going to go into another game with just two running backs and the young man whose name I can't pronounce, number 45.
Sure looks like it. Danny Vitale. Yeah, the fullback. Yeah,
I thought they learned from that.
Another two halfback game here. Yep.
Time with Ryan Wood at the Green Bay Press, Gazette, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel here.
You got
any
eligibility?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead, Steve.
You good, Leroy?
Yeah, I just want to know. That just scares me. I mean, if a guy goes out again.
History won't repeat itself. Don't worry. Hey, Ryan, when we talk about Rodgers and Matt LaFleur, and this was a piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, an analysis, I guess is what they called it, about it appears that these two are on the same page. How would you look at their relationship to this point of the year?
Well, they're 5-1, so it's pretty good right now, right? I mean, if they're 1-5, it's a lot different. And I think that that's what it is at the end of the day. It's a bottom-line league, and their relationship is going to be very much predicated on that bottom line. I think that they seem, you know, there's a lot of give and take there that seems to be healthy. Now, why does it seem to be healthy? Because they're winning. It seems to be healthy, you know, give and take, because they're winning right now. If it's the opposite record, same give and take, then you have much bigger questions about those things. So, I don't think it's an issue, but I don't think it's an issue because it's winning. It's kind of one of those chicken and the egg things. You know, is it not an issue because they're winning, or is it, you know, are they winning because it's not an issue? Don't know that. But so long as this team is winning, so long as they're 5-1, and they're finding, you know, what was interesting about last week, you know, about Monday, 2 days ago, I guess, is the Packers had been front runners all year. They've gotten out to these hot starts. We'd seen them. The one time that they didn't get out to a hot start was Chicago. Other than that, they're 21-0 against the Vikings. They were 14-0 in the first quarter, then 31-3 against the Cowboys. They even had a 10-0 lead against the Eagles in the one game they lost. Now we've seen what Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, too, can do when they don't get out to that hot start. I mean, they found a way to win a game in which they never led for a single second on the clock. I think that's big. That's something that's big going forward. They've shown that they can do that, but now they have that in their Rolodex to go back to if they're in a similar situation. And they've shown that they can win a game multiple ways, not just getting out to that hot start, but coming back in that fashion.
Ryan, appreciate it, man. We'll preview game number 7. Try to get to 6-1 over the Oakland Raiders on Friday with you at 4:35.
All right, take care, guys.
That's Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.